Thanks for joining us on His Time on Worldwide KFUL. Buzz Aldrich filling in for Andy Bates this morning as he takes a couple of days off here. We don't get a day off, and that's a good thing from history. It's with us every day. Historically speaking, from Concordia Historical Institute, Reverend Todd Zitlow and Mrs. Laura Mars join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have the both of you in here this morning. I'm sure that you have been busy. History's still mounting.
Yes.
Every day.
So what do we have going on at Concordia Historical Institute? I know that you've got plenty to always research, don't you, Laura?
Yes, and lately I have been researching the Walther League, which was the youth organization of the church for decades. It finally ended in the mid-70s, but it has a very rich history, and I truly think the Synod owes a debt of gratitude for the Walther League for raising up lay leaders and church workers through their organization. It was a wonderful.
Well, I know Mark Hawkinson talks about his experiences as a young man with the Walther League all the time. So it's fun to hear someone who did that as a youth young man and talk about it, to bring the history now to me now, because I didn't grow up with it.
Right. And I didn't either. And so I've been learning this, and it's been fascinating. And one of the things that we have done is we have created a questionnaire for Walther Leaguers to fill out, because we'd really want to capture their memories and their history before they're all gone. And so we have this very simple questionnaire to fill out, and just asking about their lasting impressions, their memories, things like that, so we can capture some of those stories.
How are you going to acquire that information?
Well, we have this on our website, so you can go to ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org and find it there. And it's also been advertised in The Reporter and various alumni magazines and Lutheran Witness. So it's been out there, and we've already gotten well over 100 responses back, so we're very excited.
This is part of a broader research progress, or broader research project on the Walther League at Concordia Historical Institute that is being underwritten by a donor. A donor gave some funds to CHI to research the Walther League. And so as a part of that process, we're trying to preserve the memories of those who actually participated in it. And this is one of the ways in which we're trying to get that information.
Right. This is an organizational history. And the end goal with these questionnaires is to identify some people that we would really like to interview, videotape interview, and create a short documentary that would run in our museum that we would create around the Walther League. The documentary would probably end up on the website, so other people that can't come to the museum could see it. So we're just really excited about it.
Yeah, and we're probably looking at, is it 2018 to target for this museum display or later?
I'm actually thinking 19,
2019.
Because of the Reformation.
Yeah, 2017 will be focused on the Reformation in our museum over on the Concordia Seminary campus. And then our next step will be the Walther League Museum.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's plenty to look forward to, but plenty to do between now and any even initial what we're going to do at a particular date opening.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So if you were in the Walther League, we would really love to have you contact us. And if you can't, if you aren't computer savvy, just call Concordia Historical Institute and we will get the questionnaire to you. That has been done in the past. So.
Yep.
Before we end the segment here, you'll have to give them a number. But
all right.
314-505-7900.
7935 will get it directly to me.
So, okay. Yeah.
Yep. 7900 or 7935.
And either way, someone can call and get the information that you need.
Right.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
And I wanted to touch on a few other things that we've been doing at CHI. Just actually today, if you're looking for something to do, if you're listening from the St. Louis area and you're looking for something to do today, we are offering the CHI Auxiliary event today at 1 o'clock in our building on the Concordia Seminary campus. So Concordia Historical Institute on the Concordia Seminary campus at 804 Seminary Place. And today the speaker will be Dr. Daniel Harmelink, who is the executive director of CHI. And he's going to be speaking on the Augsburg Confession portrayed in numismatic art. He's a big fan of medals and coins, and he's going to show how those medals and coins have represented, in this case, the Augsburg Confession in particular. The auxiliary events happen on a quarterly basis. There's four of them during the year, and today's one of them. It's at 1 o'clock on the Concordia Seminary campus at CHI. And it's an organization that helps CHI do its work. It provides educational opportunities like this one, and then it also raises funds that help support various projects at CHI. And you can get this information on our webpage or through our Facebook page. Come and like us on Facebook. The next ones that are coming up will be in December. Mr. Peter Reske will be looking at the hymns of Martin Luther. And then starting next year in March, Dr. Ken Sherb will be looking at Martin Luther as he wrote about the Sermon on the Mount. So today, if you're looking for something to do in St. Louis, come to CHI and we'll have an interesting presentation for you at 1 o'clock. The other thing I was going to mention is this past weekend, I wanted to give a big thank you out to the folks down at Saxon Lutheran Memorial down in Perry County. They had their annual fall festival, which he was visited this year for the first time in more than 100 years. CFW Walther made a return visit to Saxon Lutheran Memorial this last weekend.
Now, that had to be interesting.
I think it was. I mean, there were some kids who were a little afraid, but other kids who really enjoyed it. For those who haven't seen yet, some have heard, there's a big head Walther out there. He's 9 feet tall, and he returned down to Perry County for the first time in 100 years. And they really did a great job down there. All these artisans showing how items were crafted back at the time of the immigration in the early 1800s. And they had over 2,000 people that came. And Saxon Lutheran Memorial is a ministry of Concordia Historical Institute, but they really do their own work down there. So a great job by them. The weather was beautiful, and really an opportunity to show the history and heritage of the Lutherans down in Perry County. And that's an annual event. So if you've never been, I certainly encourage you to go down to that and get that on your calendar for something to do before you get a chance not to miss it. The other thing I was going to mention is that we do have an awards program coming up in November 10th, in the evening of November 10th. There's a nice dinner and a program for all those who've received awards of commendation from Concordia Historical Institute in the area of North American Lutheran history. Each year we give out awards to the best research, the best writing, or the best activity in the area of Lutheran archives and Lutheran history in North America. And I think we have 15 winners or so this year. So if you're interested in meeting those authors of these important works, come to the awards program November 10th in the evening. Enjoy a nice meal, enjoy a nice presentation, and get to meet those authors. That information can also be found on our webpage and on our Facebook page. It's always exciting. I'm always amazed, really, at how much research is actually being done in the area of North American Lutheran history. I mean, the last couple of years, I've been putting together a bibliography, and there's been well over 100 different items produced each year in that area, whether it's congregational histories or more rigorous scholarly histories or more popular histories. There's just been a lot of work out there. And so it's a pretty competitive process. And so picking the top 15 or so out of more than 100 certainly is deserving of honor for those folks who receive them. So we'd encourage you to maybe give that a shot on November 10th in the evening. You can sign up and get in touch with our office again at 314-505-7900. To get information on the awards program.
You will want to have your reservations in, so.
Yeah, the numbers have been really good over the last couple of years for that. And so we'd love to see you, get to know you, show you a little bit about what CHI is about, and get you connected to some of the great Lutheran historians around the country. And just as a reminder with that, the submissions for next year's awards program is coming up here at the end of this year, by the end of January. So if your congregation did a history, had an anniversary, and wrote up a history of your congregation, please submit that to CHI, both for our archives, but also for our awards program consideration. We're just Concordia Historical Institute looking to move Lutheran history forward.
And of course, you've always got ongoing exhibits.
Well, right now we actually have no exhibit because
Coming exhibits.
Yes, the next
coming. I forgot that we just ended that period, didn't we? Yeah.
Right, but we will be having one on Reformation in 2017.
Yes.
Okay. ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org is where you can go online. And what's the phone number again?
314-505-7900.
Terrific. Todd Zitlow, Laura Mars, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Buzz.
Blessings.